This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. I don't know the last time we were on. The Phillies. Not current Phillies, but a little bit in the past.
Last series.
Last series, they got the sweep.
Coming off a split with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So they won four straight.
Mm-hmm. Which felt great.
Felt amazing.
Yeah. Them going to San Diego and then kind of showing up. And then there's a lot going good for the Phillies right now. That's all I got to say.
Except from yesterday, you know. Yesterday
we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. That's all right.
Big things came out of the Potter series, in my opinion. Boom, just still being insane. Bryson Stott hitting two home runs.
Needed.
That's like he was due for something.
Oh, he needed it so bad. Nicky C. Kevin, it might be one of the luckiest home runs I've seen bouncing off a wall. Do you see that Nicky C's homer?
I wasn't really watching the games. I was listening on the radio.
Okay. I think Nick had a homer. Who else had a homer in that game? I think Kyle had a homer. I think he did.
He did, I think.
I can just pull up the box score. But what are your thoughts about that Padres series? The good and the bad.
The good and the bad.
Yeah.
The good that came out of it, I think, is Boehm. Boehm being just great. The bad that came out of it is some hitters are not doing well, mm-hmm. like Harper.
He's been off and on a little bit.
He's not been Harper.
Yeah.
So it's not really much bad that came out of it or good. It's just a series that happened. It's not really anything crazy.
I would say the great, like Ranger Suarez continuing to be NL Cy Young leader. I would say he's been the best NL pitcher all year. Yep. I mean, the guy went 32 straight innings.
Without giving up a run.
And then John Crook said, I don't think he's going to give another one. And then the next pitch, gives up a homer. But, I mean, he out-dueled Dylan Cease single, like, pretty easily. Nola Musgrave. Nola pitched, I think, 8 innings that game. And then Walker. What would you say about a Taiwan start?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I think that's the obvious, but I still want Turnbull. But
yeah, I think Walker was good, and then it was a little shaky in that seventh. I wish they kind of would have, got someone up and going before. But I mean, you can't. The guy had 72 pitches. You can't really hate. Like he was. He had one bat. I think it was the third inning. He had 3 runs.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's Taiwan Walker. He gave you 6 1/3. Like, you take that any day of the week. Giving up 6, you don't want that, but it's his first game coming back. I thought the double play he had was one of the best double play they've had all year.
Oh, yeah.
The behind the back catch.
Yeah. I was trying to think of what you're saying, then I saw it over.
Jeff Hoffman came in, I think, a couple. I think it was Saturday's game.
Mm-hmm.
Had a save. Junior Marte had, came in for an inning or two. Like, they pitched well. Alec Boehm took Cease deep, which I was not expecting that to happen, but do your own king.
Yeah. So, another good thing I think that came out of it is I feel like people are overlooking Rob Thompson right now, and I'm loving Rob Thompson. He is, I don't even know to explain it. Like, I feel like a few years ago, whenever someone was hot in the lineup, he never changed it. Mm. Now, this is the Rob Thompson I like to see. Alec Boehm gets hot. He puts him in the 4 spot. Yeah. Nick Castellanos is not doing good. He puts him in the 7 spot. Bryson Stott, not doing good. Puts him in the 8 spot.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of Rob Thompson I like to see for the lineup. Bryce Harper's an exception, in my opinion.
He's always going to bat third.
Exactly. Like, I think that's a given. He's getting 300 mil, so
830.
He's got to
change that. But yeah, so like game one, what was it? You had Nola going 8, and then Seranthi had a solid inning. But just the batting, like, what happened? Mm-hmm. What was the Phillies at? Kyle went deep. Bryce went deep. Brandon Marsh. Like, when you're getting guys just to, and especially, like, Brandon Marsh is batting sixth. Like, I remember, I think the beginning of the year he was batting eighth or ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Or eighth, yeah. But, like, just the progression that, like, it's not like, it's, I wish Stott was doing a little better.
Yeah.
He did have two homers. But the young guys on the team is the real fascinating part of the scene, I think. I think that's, like, yeah, Bryce will get going. Kyle's going to be Kyle. Trey Turner has been fantastic.
He's been great.
Like, he was a little shaky defensively throughout the year.
Yeah.
I mean, I forget what series it was. I think it was the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. They hit, like, 20 ground balls to the guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's made a bad play since. Johan Rojas steps up. Like, it's just a young talent they have that's, like, that's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I think probably top MVP right now in the NL is Ozuna and Betts and Turner. I think those are the top.
Heck, you might have to throw Boehm in there, the way he's playing.
Well, I was going to say Boehm, but...
he's got a one dot.
It's just the thing is, like, Betts has been doing it since the beginning of the season. Yeah. And Turner is, like, batting crazy. Like,
I know. But who would have thought a guy batting 333 is not even the most average guy, the average on your team through the first, I think, 30 games. I think this is the most games they won in April 2 ever. I want to look at that guy.
Yeah. I hope you didn't just jinx it, because that would really suck. But
what?
Like, I'm not even lying. I'm enjoying watching the Phillies this year.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
It's so fun.
Like, it stinks that the first two series were like that.
Mm-hmm.
How they blew that game against the Braves.
Yeah.
But ever since who they play? They played, what team did they play after? They played Washington. They just been on a collision course, just winning every series, it feels like.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get into the new series.
Yeah.
Phillies are in Los Angeles playing the Angels.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I took a nap.
I didn't watch
the
game.
For like the fifth. From like the third or fourth inning to the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
First two, Alec Boehm does what he does. Gets an RBI, two RBI single.
It's crazy how on fire he is.
Marsh had a sac fly, but the thing that happened was you gave up a run in the first. Then I want to say you gave up a base hit, I think. I forget who got a base hit. But I think it was Ohapi or someone drew in a run.
I'm looking right now, so...
I think Sanchez went five and gave up two, but he did.
Or no, he gave up four.
Yeah, okay, so I guess... oh, because Kirkland came in, I think.
Yeah.
I will say, though, Sanchez, he's been getting hit around lately. And walking people.
I'm going to disagree.
You disagree?
I think Sanchez is just not a strikeout kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think
he's... kind of like Taiwan.
Okay, Taiwan is...
no, not just, like that, not like that, but like, there's just the way, like, the he's a contact guy.
I don't even know if Taiwan's like that. I feel like Taiwan tries to be a strikeout kind of guy, but it just doesn't work. I think Sanchez, to me, with the change-up this year, how mm-hmm. it's changed so much, and it's so much better, he's just, like, kind of a weak contact kind of guy. He's not a strikeout guy. You're not going to see him get 10 strikeouts.
Well, Phillies have won the most... this is... I want to say... yeah... and the Phillies, the 19 wins are the franchise record for most victories in the first month of the season.
Mm-hmm.
For this, yeah, so Phillies did set a franchise record. And it sucks there's still 1.5 games, but you can go on.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I just don't think he's a strikeout kind of pitcher. Mm-hmm. And there's many pitchers like that are, like, there's many great pitchers that are like that. But I think the elephant in the room is Sir Anthony.
Oh, don't get me started. Him... I was awake, so I woke up from my nap.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching. I was like, okay, two men on. He gets a strikeout. Great. 0-2. I don't know. I forget what pitch he threw. I think he threw a fastball or a sinker or slider. And he just absolutely yanked the ball. And then stubs with the worst attempt at a toss. Throws it over his head.
Oh, wait, so did it was a pass ball and then...
wild pitch, it was Trout and Adele. Adele was on third, Trout was on second. You throw the ball.
Oh, no one, two-runner scored.
Yeah, it was a two-run wild pitch. You had, what's his name? Bryce Harper or Stott didn't back up the pitcher at all. So the ball's just laying there, and then Trout comes around and scores.
Yeah.
It was awful. I mean,
that's the kind of Phillies I remember.
Alec Boehm then got I think a sack fly in the ninth. They had a chance in the ninth. Schwarber just missed a homer.
Yeah.
Turner, Bryce walked. Or
I know Bryce somebody was on second when Marsh
Bryce,
got out.
Oh yeah, Bryce was. I mean, it stinks because you're 4-2. You can't lose to the Angels of all teams. You can't blow it. I think the Angels lost like what, 8 straight.
If you're looking at their lineup, though, their team's not even that bad.
Who, the Angels?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not.
It's just always their pitching.
Joe Adell's having a great year, by the way. Finally. I think he might have 341 with four homers. Logan Hoppy's a good player.
But I think I just wish, like, all Phillies games were at, like, 7 o'clock.
I hate staying up for these games. Like, you know what I think I would rather do? No offense. I love watching Phillies baseball.
Yeah.
But I hate... Like, hockey, I love watching West Coast games. Baseball, it's just, man.
It's just exhausting.
It is.
It's not, I don't know. I just feel like whenever the sun's out and you're watching a baseball game, it's so much better than when it's
nighttime. Oh, summertime.
Yeah, sun, exactly.
Like, 7:30,
yeah.
6:40, great time. I'm in bed watching a Phillies game. I'm trying to be in my living room.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I gotta be quiet.
I feel like the sweet spot for putting on a baseball game is like 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Any earlier, I'm not watching it. Any later, I'm not watching it.
That's just like how. 1 o'clock game?
We're in school.
I know, like on the weekends though. Like, can we remember, like Saturday?
It depends. It depends how.
I hate 1 o'clock week school day. Like, yeah. I'm looking at them like, the Phillies are playing?
Yeah. I didn't even know the Phillies were playing yesterday because I thought. They were taking a one-day break off the Padres, but they just went right into the series.
No, I think they have a break right out. I think Turnbull gets to start today. Pretty sure.
I hope so.
But, I mean, whatever happens with Turnbull, if he stays in the rotation, if he goes to the bullpen, the bullpen's instantly better. I mean...
I don't want him to go to the bullpen, though.
I want Taiwan to go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
But let's have a serious talk right now. Sir Anthony, what do you do with Sir Anthony Dominguez?
Well, this is the one part of Rob Thompson I dislike.
Okay.
Same thing with Dave Roberts. He just, like...
He sticks to a guy?
No, yeah, actually. Like, he will just consistent, like... Sir Anthony could give up 6 runs his next outing, and he's just still going to keep putting him in. I don't understand why. It doesn't make any sense to me. Dave Roberts is the same exact way. I remember when we had Phil Bickford, he every game he was getting put in. I don't understand why. Maybe there's a reason and I don't know, but
yeah,
it's just annoying. If a guy is not doing good in the bullpen, there are other ways to gauge if he's going to be good in that game or not. You have pregame throws. You're throwing live BP. There's other ways to tell if a player's going to be good in that game than sacrificing the game.
Or if, like, the guy's, like, if he has movement to his pitches or not. It's a lot.
Exactly. Like, there's so many ways to tell. And I don't understand why you have to put in Sir Anthony.
And the stupid thing is that he puts him in the most high pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you put him, like, Pinto does. So yeah. You put him in that.
It's like last year's Kimbrel.
Oh, talking about Quimble. He gave a home run, two.
I know. I felt so great. I'm going to be honest. I like the Orioles. I think they're cool. But it felt so reassuring that when he gave up that home run.
How's he pitching? Let's check.
I think he was good. Now he sucks again.
He's at 3.18. He's...
What's his last games, though?
Last 5 games.
I'm pretty sure he hasn't been good.
2 runs, 1 run, 0-0-0. So... And he's lost back to back against Oakland though.
Can we talk about how Oakland is not that bad?
Oakland is like good.
Yeah.
Oakland's
okay. I don't know if they're good.
They're good watch.
That's what I mean. They're not bad.
They're a fun team to watch.
Yeah, I bet your dad loves watching Oakland.
Oh, and now we're gonna see. Great. Good look at you. It's a joke. I don't mention him. I keep telling him I don't mention him. I'm just saying
because I remember.
This is defamation in my mind. Yeah, defaming my dad. I literally just told him yesterday. I have not mentioned you in about a month or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's given up. So last game he went 0. He didn't record a single out. Gave up a hit, two runs, walked a guy, gave up a homer, and 13 pitches. Then the 26th, he went an inning. He went .1, two hits, one run, three walks, five batters faced, 24 pitches. But it's yeah, I like Craig, but the last month or two, in the Phillies uniform, it was the most abysmal thing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to the Phillies. But yeah, Baltimore, they were fun to watch. Gunnar Henderson is amazing. But what else with the Phillies? Kirkring. I like that they're putting Kirkring in these spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Merrifield. They didn't want Merrifield to make a catch or something like that. No, Nicky. I will say the Phillies defense has been very good lately. Except for Garrett Stubbs. I don't know what the heck was that. Do you like Garrett Stubbs still? Or are you like...
I like him for the team. I like him for the clubhouse.
I
don't think he's significant. He's a great... He's
a great team guy.
Exactly. Like, but man... He brings life to the team, but when he's on the field, he does not bring life.
At the plate, I just know. It's like, man, if they had a better left-handed catcher back.
So, here's the thing, though. Him at the plate, like you're saying.
Yeah.
This is something I will kind of... I won't be too hard on him just because he hasn't been at the plate in a while. So, it's just... It's kind of different, but... Maybe he's been... Obviously, he's been doing the IPP, I'm assuming, but still, it's different. But I say we get into the Sixers.
Yeah, I was wild. The Thursday's game, then I'll be honest, I didn't watch a single minute. Mm-hmm. The NFL draft is going on.
I don't think I did either.
I don't think anybody watched any basketball game or anything except for the NFL draft that day.
Thursday, that was the game they won, right?
Yeah.
Philly won?
Yeah, okay. Embiid dropped 50.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I did not watch that game.
Embiid dropped 50, though. But let's go to game four, which...
Saturday?
Yeah. No, was it Saturday? No, it was Sunday.
Was it Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Because I remember Pacers were playing too.
Yeah, no, it was Sunday because I remember. Yeah, okay. It was.
Okay. Let's get into the nitty gritty here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll with sleep. I don't have sleeves, but roll with sleeves up. Game four. I think the Sixers are up in that game. But they blow it away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Here's
my thought, okay? Yeah. Just put us out of our misery. Just win this game.
Oh, I hope it was. I hate the Sixers.
I know. I'm saying just win the game tonight.
Yeah.
And don't give us hope. I don't want to have hope as a Sixers fan. I don't want to see this, like, game seven, it's not even going to be a close game seven, and Knicks just blow us out. Just put us out of misery. Just win tonight.
Or it's like Toronto against Philly, where it's like last second.
No, because that wouldn't happen again.
Good. Look at the Lakers. Blowout. Look at the Lakers. They can't beat them. But, so, Sixers, the last 10 possessions, or the last 10 shots to the Sixers.
You mean Sixers-Knicks?
Yeah, that's what I meant. The last 10 shots to the Sixers, yeah. I think they missed every single shot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the moment that kind of tell me that they're not winning is with, like, I think it was 5 minutes and 30 seconds left till, like, the 4-minute mark. They could not grab a rebound to save their life. Josh Hart, OG Anunoby were just all over the boards. And they could not stop Jalen Brunson, like, at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what Jalen Brunson did. I don't know if he drank something in Philly. Something changed in the way he was playing. Like, even though he still dropped, he still made, I think he had 20 points the first two games, as close to that.
Yeah.
But I think he went 47 and 36 back-to-back, something like that. Like, nothing can stop him. OG Anunoby having 16 points. But the crazy thing is, Josh Hart and OG Anunoby... I love Josh Hart. Josh Hart's game. But OG Anunoby is how tall? 6'7". And Josh Hart is... Let me check right here. 6'4".
And he got 17 rebounds.
Do you know how many rebounds they combined for?
31.
31 rebounds. I'm just going to look up basketball
They're
reference.
Just a better team, and I kind of expected this. So.
And not even like that, they rebound the heck out the basketball. That's what I hate.
And you called this to happen, too.
Oh, because, like, they're one of the best teams ever. The way they play is just... They're going to get you on you.
Like,
They're the Heat if they had Jimmy Butler right now.
Me and Mr. Space were talking about the other day how he was saying how he hated all the Knicks fans in the lobby and, like, being
and
annoying.
And Beat said it, too. And
so, I didn't like it either, but to be honest, they deserve it. We got wrecked.
Also,
there's really nothing else to say.
I love Philly fans. I think they're great.
No, you don't.
I like Philly's fans. Philly's.
Like, that doesn't make any
Eagles
sense.
Eagles and Sixers? But I will say, it's a playoff series, and you're not showing up for your team. It's a disgrace. Like, your best player is calling you out, saying, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. It's a playoffs, and you're not going to, like, you're going to be a whole, it's like watching the, what team just overtakes a building? It's like the Maple Leafs and the Sabres. It's not, I know you're not a hockey guy.
Yeah.
But it's just every game, you know, player, the fans sell their tickets to the opposing team. And, but, how many rebounds did the, what's it called, to the, so yeah, 7 offensive rebounds combined for Josh Hart and OG Anunoby. Isaiah Hartenstein had 3, they had 15 offensive rebounds compared to the 9 of the Sixers. That's how you lose a basketball game, like not getting the O board.
I'm not even mad either because I didn't have hope to begin with the Sixers this year, especially, like they're not there.
That's, I think, 3 of the 4 games down they could have won. Especially
even if
game.
Even if they did win, they're not making it to the finals.
I get that.
So it doesn't even matter. I would rather lose now than lose in the championship. That's just my thought.
Game 2, I think, will haunt the team more than this game. And,
100%.
The first game. Like, man, you're up 5 points with 30 seconds left, and you blow it. That, it should be 2-2, but it's not. Yeah, I think the root of the rebounds compared. It's, yeah, the Knicks out rebound the Sixers by 10. I mean, Jalen Brunson went off. Who was the second? All right, let's. So, Embiid had 27. Maxey had 23. Oubre had 19. Tobias Harris, I will say, he plays defense.
He sucks.
He had 10. He was a -7 for the game, too, plus minus. And they had 6. They had 6 bench points. I think Batum had a point. While the Knicks had 14 bench points. Like, they get outplayed in every facet. It's not even close.
You're bragging a lot for the Celtics to lose to the Knicks, too.
Whoa. That, excuse me?
I'm just saying, it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to... Hey.
You're talking a lot of trash on the Sixers just for the Celtics to get beat by
I'm
the
not
same
even
team.
Talking trash. I'm just looking at it from a point of view, from another fan.
Well, you're like, game 2, you're up by 5.
Not true? Is this not true, though? Am I not?
I mean, it's also going to be true when the Knicks win against the Celtics. Okay. Anyways.
Who are they playing next series? They play the... who's the third? Who's 3-6? Who's 3-6? It is... They'll play the Pacers next year's, most likely.
Now
that could be a fun one.
Let's talk some more trash in your teams. NFL draft.
Are you telling me you don't like what the Bills did in the draft?
No. What did they do?
Okay, first off, they got Keon Coleman. They're gonna be their starting wide receiver 1. They got a starting safety, got a good rotational D tackle. They drafted a potential starting center. Potentially. He's got to play. He's got to go against Connor McGovern, who should play guard. Ray Davis, who is a good back, going to be a good complimentary back. The Bills had a good draft. They had every person's grade. The draft is a B to B plus. They did not have a bad draft. They had a solid draft. They fit. They plugged in holes. Not because they did. Just because they didn't get a flashy name, a flashy this. No, they got good players. I expect Keon Coleman, from the videos I've seen, to be an absolute juggernaut, though. I mean, that guy is hilarious. Cole Bishop, he's going to be the starting free safety. I don't know what position, I don't know what side safety he's going to play. But I like Cole Bishop. He's gritty, all right? Not just because he's white. He's gritty. He's got instincts. He's going to be a good ball player. And D'Wayne Carter, I wanted Javon Baker really badly. In the fourth and the third round. They didn't. Carter, though, he can get to the quarterback. He's 84 QB hurries in the past 3 years. I mean, it's a solid draft. I would say the Eagles had a great draft, though.
Well, yeah, I'm
first two picks. I loved it. I forget who else they picked. They picked Trotter.
Yeah, the linebacker.
Man, Cooper DeJean. I called him. I wanted Cooper DeJean in a Philly. I think the aura he has.
What do you mean you wanted him in Philly? I did. Not a Philly fan.
I know, but here's the thing. Just a white cornerback in Philadelphia. Just scream something to me.
So, they
got the best, no offense, they got the best white duo safeties in the league right now. Reed Blankenship and
all right, Reed Blankenship is
the coldest white dude.
Yeah. But I'm looking at NFL.com, and you said, like, most teams had above a B grade or something?
No, I said the Bills had a, like, most people graded the Bills.
So, you're right. They were graded a B, but literally every other team was graded a B or above besides the Browns. So, I still stick by what I say. I don't think the Bills really made any significant draft picks. That's just me.
Look, all right. I will say this. They traded back a lot. That's what they did. But I feel like they got good players.
Can we talk about that trade?
What trade? Oh, Chiefs, Bills?
That was not smart.
Look, okay. Was Xavier Worthy on their draft board? Who knows? All right, we don't know what Brandon Bean was thinking. But I didn't mind the trade because they got a third-round pick. I said this to my dad every day. They need a third-round pick in this draft. And what they do, they trade back with Kansas City to get a third-round pick. They need a third-round pick. You can't go from pick 60 to pick 128 and not have a player. They had to do that. That's what they did. I'm fine with the trade. Like, you don't know how Xavier Woods is going to plan out. You don't know how Keon Coleman's going to plan out.
That's for every player in the draft.
I know. That's the point. You don't know how these guys are playing out. And most likely, they're both going to have great careers because they're both playing with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Xavier Leggett? I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. He's going to play with, I love Bryce Young. But it's going to be tough.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just not a fan. That's just me.
All right, what else are you not a fan of the Bills draft? Is there any other reason?
Just the players they got. I don't agree with the trade they did. I did not think that was very smart. And, I mean, Keon Coleman would be better if he had Stephon Diggs by his side, but...
I will say this. I love the Keon Coleman.
Okay, no. To be fair, I'm just giving you a hard time. I thought the Stephon Diggs trade was...
Was smart.
Yes.
Because, all right, the only reason why they didn't make, I don't think they made big moves this draft and trade up a lot.
Yeah.
Is because they stockpiled a lot of picks. I think they have 10 or, they have one first, two twos, one third, three thirds, I think a couple fifth, a sixth, and a seventh. I don't want to say in that range.
Yeah.
And they're going to have $50 million in cash rates next year. I'm pretty sure Brandon Bean's thinking next year, if we have a good year this year, next year, we're going to put a lot of stuff in the pot, and we're going to get a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only reason why I think they didn't do that much moves. Like, they could have traded up. I wanted them to trade up. I wanted them to trade up to get Javon Baker in the fourth round or Troy Franklin in the fourth. They didn't do that. They stuck by it, and they made smart moves. Eagles, I'm surprised Quinyon Mitchell fell to them. I'll be honest. I thought he was going to go at least.
It's like the Jalen Carter thing all over again. But I guess people did expect Jalen Carter to fall because of – all this stuff. But
I think no one expected 14 offensive players to go in the first 14.
Yeah, and nobody, like, not a single defensive player. And then
until Latu, who.
Yeah. Now, if you're in the Eagles' position, would you have gotten Mitchell or Arnold?
I don't know. I think it's just preference.
The only reason why I was talking to my dad about it, the only reason why I'm worried about the Quinnon Mitchell thing is I don't know if it's going to be, if it's going to turn out. Because, I mean, he's at Toledo is a good college. It's just, it's not a big name college. So, like, at least I don't think it's a big name college.
I think it's a MAC. I think they want to play MAC.
Yeah, like, so you got Arnold, who you know is going to be at least good.
Yeah.
And then you got Quinnon Mitchell, who's either going to be a bust or he's going to be insane.
He did really good in the Senior Bowl. I know that.
So, I mean, I think it's a good pick just because, one, I like the pick a lot more because they got Cooper DeJean right after, just to reassure that spot's going to be good. And I think this kind of hopefully confirms that James Bradbury's out.
And also, what do they do with Avante Maddox? Because I think most likely Cooper plays nickel or safety. But, like, Avante Maddox, it's going to be big for Avante Maddox.
I don't know if they're going to play Cooper just yet. I think it's going to...
I think they're going to play punt return, though. Him and
oh,
him.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think he's going to play punt return, but I don't think he's going to play in the like defense just because, one, they got Quinnon Mitchell, and they already have Slay, Maddox. Like, they already have these guys kind of locked in.
Kelee Ringo.
Like,
but, like,
only way is, one, if someone gets injured in, during practice or a game.
Yeah.
Or he's just a dog in practice or something happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great how Cooper DeJean or DeJean, yeah, however people say it, fell.
Yeah.
Like, but the one guy I'm surprised he fell out was A.D. Mitchell. I thought the Bills were going to take him at pick 33. I thought it was the most logical one.
Isn't he the receiver?
From Texas, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, there were reports that, I don't know if they're all true or not, but the interviews people said were terrible with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the Colts probably got a steal.
I would say one of the best – well, actually – Why is it when Caleb Williams got drafted, I kind of liked him? Because, like, I felt like he was just, like, a jerk. And,
to the Lions fans?
Or? No, just, like, in general.
Yeah.
How he didn't want to go to the combine just because, like, he said coaches can. But now seeing him and Odunze, like, I feel like that's going to be nasty.
Dude, him, Odunze, DJ Moore for the next couple years.
But another thing is, I'm still believing in my thing of where I said he's not going to be as good as everyone thinks he's going to be. I think Daniels and Penix are going to be the best. I don't even know if we're going to be able to see Penix because. We didn't even talk about that. Penix went to the Falcons, which was the most plot twist. Like, that, nobody's expecting that.
No. But, all right, so the first round was not really that shocking until we get to.
I would say Penix.
And that the Chargers, I did not think the Chargers, I thought the Chargers were going to trade out of that pick. They didn't. They took Ault.
I think Joe Ault was kind of expected. Because yeah. I remember a lot of people predicted that.
And John Harbaugh being the head coach there. It's kind of expected.
Oh, yeah, and then he took his guy.
Yeah.
So.
Be a panic, though. What? You signed Kirk Cousins to, I think, $100 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
For 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And get drafted QB, eighth overall.
What does that say to Kirk Cousins and Penix?
I don't even know. Like, you
Cousins
can't...
said he's excited.
Yeah, but he's also shocked that they took a quarterback.
I was talking to my dad about it, and he didn't even seem surprised. So, like, I don't know why. Exactly. I don't think he knew how much he was getting paid. I don't think he knew how much Cousins was getting paid. So when I told him, he was like, oh, okay. But yeah. Before, he was like, well, Cousins can mentor him. Cousins is one of the best passers, like, in the NFL.
Yeah.
Besides that, he's, you know. But.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the right pick just because of how much money they're paying Cousins. If also, they're paying him maybe $60 million, like, then it would maybe be a good pick. 4 years. Like, I don't understand the pick. I don't get it.
Like, Latu was on the board. You could have took Dallas Turner. You could have took anybody. You could have took an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
You took a quarterback who's not going to even contribute to the team.
Exactly.
Like, you get Kirk.
And you don't even know if he's going to contribute because it's going to be in 5 years.
Yeah. You know, they had Drake London, Darnell Mooney. What could have been a Roma Dunze added to that? You could have Drake London, Roma Dunze, Kyle Pitts.
I don't know.
But no, you take Michael Penix, who probably will be good. He's going to be good. He's
going to
be 26 probably when he first starts.
I just don't know if it's going to be good for his career. Like,
it's going to be like Jordan Love, except Jordan Love was 21.
It still hurts my head because I don't understand. Kirk Cousins, like I said, he's one of the best passers in the NFL. You could get Odunze to have him just even elevate his game more and kind of relate it to Jay Jettas a little bit. Have Pitts, have London, have Odunze. But no, you go with Kyle Pitts. Not Kyle Pitts. Penix.
Yeah, like, that's kind of like back-to-back years. Because Bijan, they had Tyler Allgeier, and then they take Bijan. But like this one, like, it's like you could have had anybody. You could have had Brock Bowers and Kyle Pitts. That would have been pretty cool.
That'd
been nasty.
Yeah.
You could just have both of them outside.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you take – it's just weird. But then, like, Bo Nix going 12,
mm-hmm.
which, like, you could have tried – Atlanta could have traded back and still got – but like, if they got him at, like, pick 13, they would have traded back, I would have been fine with. He's like – it's like you get an extra pick. They said, nah, we're not trading back at all. We're taking him right now.
I don't even think trading back and then getting a QB would be smart, but that's just me.
Like, I don't know if he's going to be there in the 20s. He's probably never going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, but Bo Nix going 12 is also, like, I thought
he was going to go later. but
I thought Penix and Denver would have been pretty good. Mm-hmm. But Bo Nix, it's a wait and see. But I mean, it's a loss. Like Ricky Pearsall going first round. I don't think anybody expected that. Devontae Sweat, the Texas D lineman. Mm-hmm. He had a DUI. I heard. I was watching in the Sunday morning, and like mm-hmm. couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
he was drafted in Nashville. I'll be honest. Nashville, yeah. you got a DUI Sunday morning in Nashville, and like you.
Yeah, well,
I will say one team that killed it was the Rams. I love the Rams.
There's a lot of teams that killed it. Rams, Steelers,
New England. I thought had a great draft. Like I thought had a good draft. Miami had a good day three. I like the Giants draft, getting Newbin. What was it? Neighbor. I will say, watching Neighbors' interview, press conference, talking about Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? He called Daniel Jones. It was great. Chop Robinson got another, though. But, yeah.
But,
hopefully Sir Anthony goes down. I don't know.
Yeah.
In the minors, not injured. Yeah.
But we covered everything, so I don't know when we're going to be back. Maybe later this week. So
maybe, I don't know. We're like off and on.
Yeah. But this is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We'll be back next time.
Go Bills.